Welcome to the Mr. Beast Fancast, episode 2. I'm your host, Asher, and it is great to be back here. Loved last week's episode. I thought that went really well. And now we're headed into this week's. I'm going to be reviewing Make This the Most Liked Video on YouTube. An older episode, because Mr. Beast did not upload a video this week. So, you know, we're going with the most popular Mr. Beast video. As of right now, of course. But yeah, before we get into this review, I just like to give a shout out to all you 23 followers on Instagram. Definitely didn't think we'd have 23 after this 1 week, but we do, so thank you, all of you who are following us. And if you want to follow, link in the description. Yeah, and then before I get into it, my other podcast that I started out, you know, put some roots in the podcasting world, the Dude Perfect Fancast, that's like the same thing. I have a host on that, or a co-host, it's great. So that, podcast, link in the description for that. We're gonna be doing a big episode, tomorrow, as is uploaded. So yeah, go check that out. It's going to be the Dude Perfect documentary, Dude Perfect's new documentary. We're going to be doing that, review of that, part one, doing the first half, reviewing that. So yeah, it's going to be good. So yeah, let's get into Make This the Most Liked Video on YouTube by Mr. Beast. Okay, so the inspiration behind this was, there was this egg. So this picture of an egg, it was posted all over, you know, all social media platforms. And they wanted this egg, the people behind it, wanted this egg to be the most liked slash retweeted post on, social media. So it was, it accomplished, I guess. And so yeah, it was the most liked post on Instagram a few years ago, that is. I mean, it was like back in 2018 or something. And then the most retweeted post on Twitter. So yeah, and then Mr. Beast, I mean, you know, with his brilliant mind, thought of, hey, I want this to be the best, the most liked post on YouTube or video. So yeah, he did that, he thought about it, and so he came up with this. So he wanted this video to be the most, to be the second most liked video on YouTube, non-music video, because the music videos has like a lot of likes. So he didn't want to compete with that because, it was a few years back, so he didn't know kind of the fan, you know, he didn't know how many fans he had, I guess, just to, like, support him and stuff. So, yeah. But the reason why he wanted the second most liked video on YouTube was because, of course, PewDiePie had the first liked video that was a non-music video on YouTube. So he didn't want to, as he said, he didn't want to commit treason and do that, have that reign over PewDiePie. So yeah, what the video would do was, they would do an egg Olympics. So it would be 7 people. They said 6, or they said 7 games, but it was actually 6 because he didn't do math right. But it would be 7 people, 6 games. Each game, 1 person gets kicked out and then egged. And then the last person kicked out gets $10,000. So, I mean, good mind behind this. I definitely, like this basis. I mean, it would be better than, just giving, people money or something like that video. Having this video be the most liked video on YouTube. I mean, it's a good mind behind that. So the first game was an egg staring contest. So they had the contestants just have to stare at the egg without blinking the longest time. And so, yeah, Chris got 7 seconds, thought that he would lose, but then Ethan got 5 seconds at the last minute, because I guess, I don't know, maybe Ethan wanted to lose, I don't know. But yeah, so that was the first game. Ethan got kicked, and he got egged. So then the second game, it was spin the bottle, so whoever it landed on had to, you know, get kicked out of the competition. So then Jake and someone else, I forget the name right now, the name of this person who it landed between, but then they did a rock, paper, scissors contest, and then that other person, I don't know what the name is, sorry, if you know the name, then, you know, comment on my Instagram or DM or whatever. But then they had to do rock, paper, scissors. Then that person lost and got egged. So, yeah. Then the third game, it was laugh, you lose. So, yeah. And then, so they just pretty much had water in their mouth. And other people tried to make the person with the water in their mouth laugh. Pretty simple. So, Chris lost with 1 minute 24 seconds. So, yeah. But he ate an egg to try to make Dustin laugh in the last one. And Dustin did not laugh. It kind of failed on him. But that was really funny. But, I mean, you know, maybe he got salmonella. I don't know. Okay. Then the fourth game for the Egg Olympics was a 2v2. Garrett and Chandler versus Jake and Dustin. They started in the middle of the room. They had to go and get an egg, and then they had to throw the egg at and hit the other team member, or the other team, one of the people on the other team. Jake got Chandler for the first round. So then Jake and Dustin were free. They were going to go on to the next competition. But then Garrett and Chandler did the same thing. Took a while, but then ultimately Chandler hit Garrett, and Garrett lost and had to be egged. Okay, now on to the fifth game. But before we do that, we have an ad. So let's go roll that, and then we'll be back after that. Okay, now on to the fifth game, the second to last game. It was Twister, but, you know, plot twist, it was covered in baby oil. So, yeah, each board, there's three mats, one for each person, and each one was covered in baby oil. So yeah, I thought that it would get out, like someone would lose like right off the bat, but no, it took a while. But ultimately, Dustin lost that one, and Chandler and Jake went on to the finale, the sixth game. So the sixth game was actually a concept that I loved the most out of this whole video. So Mr. Beast and Chris would throw an egg up, then Jake and Chandler would be blindfolded, and then the person who the egg landed on would lose. It took a while. I thought that Jake would be out, you know, because the eggs, like, one of them was like so close to him. But no, Chandler was the first one out, and his losing streak continued. Jake won, and Jake won the 10K, you know, and I'm a Team Chandler fan, you know. It might be something about me, I don't know. I like Team Kobe from Dude Perfect. I'm on his team, and then now Chandler. But yeah, I don't know, something about me. I like this video. I really like these kind of challenges, the games. Definitely my favorite video of Mr. Beast. I would have to rate this video a 8.5 out of 10. I really like this. I enjoyed it. I mean, yeah, I really like this. So yeah, guys, that was the review. I mean, it was a shorter one, you know, older video. But yeah, I hope you liked it. Tell your friends about this podcast. Next week, we will be reviewing the newest Mr. Beast video. And if there isn't a new Mr. Beast video, then we'll just do the second most popular video of his. But yeah, I'm having fun doing this. And yeah, so I hope you guys like this. It was the second Mr. Beast video that I reviewed. So yeah, guys, follow our Instagram page, link in the description, or go to MrBeast_Fancast on Instagram, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.